It was a perfectly sunny day last Saturday on the Mangere stone fields. A perfect day for a protest, or better yet, a celebration of the land. The Ihu Mutau Reclamation Festival saw hundreds of people attend in defiance of the occupation. A number of Aotearoa's best musicians, poets and performers all came together in support of what is a worthy cause in the history of New Zealand's land confiscations.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Reza Beza. This is Bark on the Ones and Twos.
There were smiles, laughter, music, and plenty of kai throughout the day. The event started at 11 o'clock in the morning and went to sundown. Here's Panya Newton, the young activist dedicated to the cause, speaking at the event.
Why are you here today?
True, true.
Because if we're not here, then
you're not here.
And we heard Catherine Delahunty say before we need to push our Pākehā whānau up the front. So are you willing to be one of those up in front of the bulldozers if they come?
Oh, the bulldozers quite big.
We've got
a big
first
machine.
One whānau coming.
The bulldozer.
So we want to hear you give us your best chant. Take a stand, save this land. Show the iwi what you got.
Yeah, ready? Take a stand, save our land.
Yeah, that sounds like a protest.
Tēnā koe, Hugo.
That sounds like a message.
You may have heard it all before, so I'll give you a little more context. Ihu Mutau, the volcanic plains out south of Tamariki Makaurau, have dated their heritage back to the ancient Māori iwi in pre-colonised New Zealand. The land was both historically and spiritually significant for the tangata whenua, yet was collectively taken away from them following the treaty. Land confiscations by the Crown began in the 1860s. Now in more recent times, the land was sold privately to Fletchers, who have plans to build the housing units all on top of the historic reserve. Nowadays, it's the Soul Movement, Save Our Unique Landscapes, who are the curators of the Reclamation Festival. Their campaign is to bring the land back to the people who have resided in Ihu Mutau for generations. I spoke with some of the organisers.
So my name is Kiane Matata Sipu. I'm one of the founders of the Soul Kaupapa, and Ihu Mutau is my whenua. It's where I'm from, it's where I live. It's where my tupuna are from, and it's where my tamariki are from. So the festival today was really about, you know, in its name, of course, reclaiming our space, reclaiming the whenua, reclaiming our role as kaitiaki, which obviously we've never lost, but sort of putting it out there in a more open space, and also to be able to bring people together.
I think that's really important.
And I think that's been really amazing to see. We've had so many whānau from Ihu Mutau out here today, from our tamariki and our mokopuna through to all our aunties and uncles and some of our nannies we've seen out here, and that's been so amazing to see our whānau in this space on their whenua, to re-energise the campaign, to spread the message far and wide, to raise awareness about the importance of Ihu Mutau, and to show that, you know, we are not just one person or five people or 10 people, we are a whole community, a whole movement. There's support from so many different places to help protect this land.
Because it's to do with justice, really, I think. This land was confiscated back in 1863, and Fletcher wanted to put a lot of houses on it, and it just isn't just, in my opinion. And so, I think the land should be restored to the local iwi and people, you know, the general public, to use for something that builds a community up that's peaceful. So that's a bit more detail as far as I see it.
What I hope for the future of the land is preservation. I think this needs to be
returned into like a natural heritage site, a site for everybody to share. I don't know how they have a special library. There's a special library, everybody can go along, somewhere for everyone to be, you know, something like that would be really good for the people, for the children.
This one's called Seki.
With the Reclamation Festival now over, the next step in the Soul Movement and for Panya's fight is to take the signed petition down to Wellington, which will be delivered in person at Parliament.
What's happening out at Ihumātau is not a standalone issue, and it's not isolated to the community of Māngere or the hapū and whānau of Ihumātau. What is happening out at Ihumātau goes against our democratic rights. It breaches Indigenous rights, and it goes to the heart of our democracy in that it's failing the whānau out there, and it's failing our history and our heritage, and that the way that the law is set up does not offer enough protection for such significant sites. And so I think New Zealanders really need to get behind Ihumātau and support the kaupapa there.